You're listening to Talk With Us, a podcast where we chat about what's on our mind
and what's blowing up on the internet. I'm your host, May.
And I'm your host, Quan.
And you're listening to
Talk With Us. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the show. It's your girl, Quan.
And it's your girl, May.
And we are so glad to be back on the microphone.
Hey, hey, hey.
Happy first of the month of November, y'all. It's November already.
Already.
Can you believe that?
It's turkey
month.
Only
one more month to go before the year is over.
Y'all, wow. I know, right? I can honestly say that, you know, it has went on by.
It went by fast. They always say the older you get, the months and years fly by. And that is true.
That's true, y'all. That's true. Because you remember back in the older days, I don't want to say older days because it makes it sound
old. Younger.
When we were younger, especially in school, we were like, man, this has been a long week.
Long month.
And long year. And like, when we going to get out of school, you know?
Yeah.
And then when we out of school and we have grown and we had, you know, some of us got kids of our own and we got jobs. Now it's just like, the days are just going by.
It's like you want to get older, and I do. I pray to God that I live to see like 80, 90 some years old.
Yeah.
But when you was younger and stuff, you didn't ever think about that. But the older you get now, you're like, dang, I'm almost this age.
I'll be this age. Yeah. But man, I'm so close to 50. You know, not that I was saying I'm close to 50, but hey, I ain't got no shame in the game because I tell you my age, honey, because I don't care. Because
tell everybody.
I'm 43.
What?
Yes.
You're old. Stop it joking.
Yeah.
My birthday, God willing, will be in January, and that's next year. And yes, I'll be getting older too.
She'll be getting older too. But you know what, though?
You know what?
No, it's not. Because you know, when you ask some people, be like, okay, how old are you? And they be like, no, you know, nobody really want to tell their age. But why? I mean, the only way my grandmama used to tell me, the only way that you don't get old is you're going to have to die young.
That's true. And I don't want to do that.
I pray to God I don't. So you be like squeamish young about telling your age. You should be joyful about telling your age.
And that's that. People don't really ask me how old I am. They assume that I'm like,
yeah. I mean,
like
people assume that I'm around
30.
Yeah. You know what, though, Quan? We have always been told that we have, you know, good genes because we actually look way younger than our age.
Yeah.
You know, which we have always been like that. We never looked
at our age.
No, yeah, we pretty much had
like
those,
we was in our 20s, we was in our teens.
You know, like, I'm with that model right there. I don't mind telling my age.
Well, I never really told mine, so.
Why?
If somebody asked me, I'd probably go ahead and tell because I don't want to tell no story.
Okay, what if they're like, hey, Quan, I haven't seen you in a long time. Girl, how old are you now? will you A, tell the truth, B, alter your age? Let me answer that for you. If it's taking her that long, y'all already know she gonna change her numbers.
But I don't want to tell no story because I don't want to tell no story about how old I am.
Because you should be shouting it.
What if I'm such and such?
What if it was a thing that say, you know, if you were to lie about your age, then you'll stop aging?
Oh yeah, that'll be crazy.
Uh huh.
Well, a lot of people will be doing it then.
But I mean, when you stop aging, it ain't what you think.
What gonna happen?
Die.
Oh, well, then I'll be happy to tell my age. I'll be happy then.
Be like, if any person alter their age or don't tell the truth, then they automatically stop aging.
But it's
the twist to the story is that when you stop aging, you know, it's not that because you're a vampire.
Because you're dead. You didn't die.
So now I don't want to play them games. So anywho.
Yeah, I go ahead and tell. I think I go ahead and tell.
Better tell the truth, y'all.
I go ahead. It's all
you're
right.
You're supposed to shout it. You're supposed to be proud.
You do. So, but I'm not going to tell my age on this thing.
We're going to get it out of there, y'all. I guarantee it.
Yeah, nigga try. But anywho.
I already got the trick in my mind. I can do it right now, but I ain't going to do
it. Nobody can get my age. Only person who I told my age that wasn't my family, probably my boyfriend. That's it. My friends, they really don't know how old I am because I don't say.
Wait, what year are you born in?
Not going to say. If I say, then you'll guess. So I'm not going to say.
Okay. We'll get it out of them. We're going to move on, but we'll get it out. Y'all just remember this, okay? Hold me to it, because we're going to get it out of her. And it's going to be a trick, but we're going to get it out of her.
You can try.
And one day she ain't going to be thinking. Y'all, we're going to keep it rolling, because she's going to forget about it, okay? y'all just remind me, okay?
All right, yeah, y'all so, do that.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to know how everybody Halloween went.
Yeah, I haven't heard too much craziness on the news about anybody. I did hear one little story about some needle or something that was found in some candy, but other than that, I haven't heard too much craziness on Halloween. I think COVID had something to do with that.
I think so, too.
I told my mama, I was like, mama, you know, it was this crazy masked person, like, dressed like the Joker or somewhere in China, slashing people. You know, I don't think anybody died, but I think he did hurt up a couple people. And I was like, but we probably going to blame that on COVID. Yeah. And I was like, mama, you know what? It's a shortage on this, but let's blame it on COVID.
Yeah, everything get blamed on COVID.
my car won't start. I'm going to blame it on COVID.
Blame it on COVID.
Yeah, because the gas, you know why? Because the car won't start because the gas too high. I can't put enough in there.
But blame it on COVID.
So yeah, when you can't find nothing else to point your finger at, point it at COVID. And the thing about it is, it'll work.
It do.
I'm so stressed.
Everything. Like, let's blame it on COVID.
Yeah, everything. Mental condition. You out of work condition.
You go to the hospital for a stomach bug or, you know, a sprained ankle. Mm-hmm. Blaming it on COVID.
Yeah, how did you get this sprained ankle? Let's just blame it on COVID.
That's crazy.
Let's just blame it on COVID, honey. I was probably running from the massive crowd because they weren't wearing no mask.
I know, right?
Fell down.
And you know what's not funny? What's not funny that when people do go to the hospital and pass away, some 9 times out of 10, they blame it on COVID.
Yeah.
They blame it on COVID. Not everybody that went in the hospital died from COVID, but
football star got a head injury.
He got COVID. That's not funny.
It's not, but they blame everything on COVID. we living in an era now where you ain't got but one blind game.
I know, right?
And that's COVID.
Speaking of football, guys, I hope y'all watch our Dallas Cowboys put the away the Minnesota team. Vikings. Yeah. What a backup quarterback.
Yeah, you know what?
I hope y'all sat there and watched that.
You know, we're the backup. No, it wasn't
that
easy.
That just go to show how good our Dallas Cowboys
you know,
team
yes,
is
they
this
struggled,
year.
But you know what? After the second half, Dallas kind of, you know, came on back in and just went on ahead. I was like,
we figured them out. That's why.
Look here, y'all. Go ahead and put the Vikings to bed.
Put
now,
them away.
Because I'm kind of tired of dealing with this anxiety.
All night, I was saying this is a beatable team. Yeah. But I was mad at that quarterback. I'll get mad with it. I was like,
But you could not. I mean, you had to give old dude, you know, his prop because he was taking a very big stage.
Yeah.
You know, and everybody's eyes was on him. Like, what he going to do since Dak out? You know, Dak out, what he going to do? I hope he don't screw up. I hope he don't mess up. You know, all this pressure. But I, you know, for what it's worth, I'll give him his ups because, you know, he did his thing out there.
I give him a C.
And you know what? That helps make him confident because, you know, he won a game with the Cowboys. So that, you know, we hope that always stay healthy. But just in case, he'll have this under his belt.
Well, I give him a C+, but I give our defense an A+.
Yeah, we'll give our
defense. Because our defense kept us in the game.
But you know what, though,
and then
Quiddy,
I give Amari
you,
Cooper
you got to give
an
him a
B+.
You got to give
and
him
I give
a B.
Zeke Elliott
I give the whole
a
team.
B+.
I give the whole team right now from last night a high B. Because you know why? And that includes Cooper Rush. That includes Cooper Rush. Because you know why? He is a Dallas Cowboy.
No, I give him a C+.
He did okay, Quiddy. He did okay. I know I just called you that. I call her by her nickname, y'all, sometimes. But we call her Quiddy sometimes. So y'all want to ever call Quiddy?
Y'all X that out.
Don't
listen to what she said.
Hey, sometimes, you know, they call me Maymay. So listen, you know, if you wanna hit us up as Maymay or Quiddy, go ahead, because this is our nickname. I used to be. Hey, how many nicknames have you had? Because I have had probably like 3 in my life.
I got 2. Two from the family and then
can
one
you tell
from
us
my
what?
Friend.
Can you tell us what they are?
Well, you already did one.
What? Yep.
No, I'm not going to tell the other one.
Tell the other one.
No, that's private.
Whatever. What are you talking about? Some people only know you by...
Hey,
you know, some people only know people by their nickname.
I know.
Like, oh, what's that dude name? Snoopy. But I never...
I know, right?
I never knew that dude name, but they always call him Snoopy.
Yeah, they do. Some people only know people by nickname.
Yeah, by the nickname. So go ahead, Kwan.
Not gonna say.
All right, y'all. Y'all already know one for me is May May, because I just told you. Another one that my grandmother used to call me was Witsy. She used to call me Witsy.
I never heard of that.
You never hear me Wishy or Witsy?
Uh-uh.
Uh-huh. She used to call me that. And you wonder what you are? She used to say, "Wissy, come here."
Wissy?
Uh-huh. Oh. I'll go around the corner and I can see you now to the back door. And I'm like, hey, we called her Madea. Well, hey, Madea. I said, hey, Madea. And she'll be like, hey, Wissy.
Yeah, that was the first Madea. Mm-hmm. Not yeah. Tyler Perry.
Not Tyler Perry. But, you know, it was a
our grandma. Yeah, Madea.
Mm-hmm. And she's like, hey.
She ain't carrying no gun.
Like, though. Hey. No, she wasn't a gun toting granny. But she called me Wixie. And my cousin Amos, he used to call me Billy.
I remember that one.
Mm-hmm. He used to call me Billy. And I don't know why. I guess because it rhymed with, you know, my real name. But, you know, yeah. So there you go.
Wow. Okay.
And every now and then, every blue moon, my sister Tammy might call me Melon.
Melon?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Because one of my favorite cartoons was Mulan.
Oh.
Yep.
So wow. Yeah. I feel
so
lost.
I gave y'all the whole rundown and Corn still trying to keep secrets.
Yeah, I'm going to keep my secrets. Everybody around here has a nickname, including my mom.
Come on, quick.
Sunshine. Well, I ain't going to tell you her nickname. Well, her nickname is Sunshine.
My mother's name is Sunshine. Because you know why? Sunshine. Because when she used to go to work and stuff Sunshine. Like that, she made everybody day. And they always be like, you know, like she's just a real sunshine.
That's true. Mm-hmm. But then on the other hand, a lot of people call her Sunshine because of the weather. You ain't finna catch my mom outside when it's thunder and lightning.
No, you ain't gonna catch
nowhere.
Her
but nope. You'll catch out. When it's sunshine.
so
a lot of her friends call her Sunshine because of that too.
Right. And they still, they like, we see, you know, we see some of my old friends. They sunshine. Be like, how's Sunshine doing? Oh, she doing good. All right. Okay. But yeah. Okay. So.
Yeah, we all got nicknames. Yeah. Everybody around here got a nickname.
So if you think you got some weird nickname, just hit us up and let us know what some of your nicknames have been. Did y'all notice how quickly we jumped off the football?
I was just about to say that.
And something else.
I was just about to say
we just converted right on into it.
It's a Monday. We can do that.
It was smooth, though. that was so smooth. We just completely left what we was talking about, the Cowboys, and just smoothly went over to some nicknames. I don't know how we did it.
I know, but big props to my dad's Cowboys.
Because the nicknames didn't have nothing to do with football.
We're
going to
keep it rolling, too.
But, y'all, I'm proud of my Cowboys. We are Cowboy fans, always will be.
Cowboy
and
Nation,
that started
baby.
With my mother, too, so.
I know, right? My mom got us into Cowboys when we was little, itty-bitty small kids.
Yeah, we used to jump and
scream. And ever since then, we have a love affair for the Dallas Cowboys.
And what make it so funny was last night, I was tweeting. I was chatting with some YouTubers who was, like, streaming the game live. And one woman was like, she screamed so loud, she woke her kids up. One was like, I got anxiety. I'm like, girl, you ain't by yourself.
You know, this one game I didn't freak out.
You for real? Because I was chatting. I was like, I bet my sister right now probably having anxiety too.
The reason why I didn't, because I already knew Dak wasn't going to play. So, and I knew the backup quarterback going to have some kind of issues. So I didn't get too crazy. But I did want to take something and throw it to the TV. And I hope that it would have reached Cooper Rush.
But
just to hit him upside the head. It's like, wake your butt up. But I didn't get too crazy.
But
I just wanted my team to be okay. Didn't get no injuries or nothing like that.
I think they did fairly well with a backup that, you know, wasn't on the A-plus scale.
Yeah.
So, but they won it. That's what matters.
We snuck out of there with a win, and we're 6-1 now. Hope that we can continue to ride this win.
We sneak out of there. We got out of there on Amari Cooper's, you know, touchdown.
No, we snuck out of there because our defense was helping them people get down the field.
That's because Dallas got a problem with penalties.
I mean, they was helping them get down.
Dallas almost beat themselves in penalties.
That's
the
what
week
I'm saying.
Before.
So we snuck out of there with a win.
Well, then we must have snuck out of there with a win the week before, the 2 weeks before that.
Kind of.
The penalties what killed Dallas.
Yeah, the penalty killed us.
They had by 12 last night.
It make us work even harder to get what we get.
But anyway, they still my Cowboys. I don't care.
Like I said, we snuck out there with a win. But like I said, I'm happy for them. I'm happy for them. And now we move on to Denver. And hopefully we can put away the Denver Broncos.
Yeah. We're gonna be I think Dallas gonna be all right though. Because one thing about it, they are so much different than 3-4 years ago.
That's right.
So
yeah,
I
know we're not
a chance of climbing out the hole now.
We're not no sports podcast, but just know when the Cowboys win, we're gonna always come on here and give them their props. So y'all just get used to that.
Yeah,
because
we love the Cowboys, y'all.
But
so
we
y'all
ain't no sports podcaster, so yeah. We just love our Cowboys.
But we have to put it in there when Dallas.
We're gonna put it in there. So No. Y'all just be prepared.
Might not put it in there when they lose.
No, we're gonna have to do that too. You know, win or lose.
It won't be long talked about.
It'll be a grumpy talk.
It's gonna be like, hey, y'all, okay, so the Cowboys lost last night. Let's keep it moving.
Keep it moving.
But when they win, it's gonna be like, and time goes on. Yeah. 30 minutes later.
Yeah.
Okay, anywho, we are gonna move on though.
Yeah, we're gonna get into our topic. Y'all remember when we said we're gonna do a topic on our last show about toxic relationship?
Yep.
So we're gonna do that. We're gonna speak on that for a little bit.
A little toxic relationship problems.
Just to give y'all some kind of, how should I say that?
A little insight.
Yeah, about being in a toxic relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So, May, you wanna start it off?
So, as you all will have, you know, heard about Gabby Petito and Brian Laundrie, okay, whom are both deceased now. So, anyway, that was a toxic relationship, but I guess maybe a lot of people didn't know. But anyway, it wound up in her death and basically his death as well.
Yeah.
But it was toxic because, you know, it was an incident caught on camera where a couple people had saw them, you know, physical with each other, or so to speak, you know. But, yeah, we want to just address a bunch of toxic relationships. If you know somebody that's in a toxic relationship, or you have a friend that's in a toxic relationship, or a relationship that is heading that way, what should you do?
You help them out.
Okay. But, you know,
you
most
get them the help they need to get up out of that.
Okay. But most people are kind of shy about getting into, let's say, someone else's business.
Yeah.
You know, they'll be like, well, it's not my issue, but it's your friend. So what would you do?
I would try to help my friend. Okay. But a lot of people don't like to tell their business. Like if they're getting abused by their boyfriend or girlfriend, because some women's out there do the same thing. They don't like to open up to their friends about that. They don't like to tell that they're being abused. So the only way you'll find out if you see any kind of marks on their bodies, and then you'll ask what happened. But a lot of people don't like to say what happened.
Would you, but really, in reality, would you ask if you saw your friend?
I would.
Just say with the bruise on her arm or something.
I would ask. I would get to the bottom of it.
I think I would too. You know, I would. I'm the kind of person that I would like pull somebody to the side. But, you know, if it was like a friend of mine, I would pull us to the side and I'd be like, hey, you know, I care about you. And I expect, you know, that, you know, when I ask you something, you know, because we always honest with each other. But what happened to you? You know, your face, your arm, whatever, blase. But, you know, I would do it. But a lot of people are shy away from it. And they be like,
they
well, you know, she may not want to talk about it, or he might not want to talk about it or whatnot. But you have to talk about it because
you do.
Because in this, you know, in these type of relationship, somebody always end up dead.
They do. Yeah, they really do.
And that's sad. That's sad because you, because then it's like, if only, if I knew I should have had, or if only I would have, or if I had did this or did that, you know, this person would have been alive. You know, and it's possible that that's true, but you didn't do it. You know, and I understand the reasons why some people are afraid to engage in other people's relationships. They may fear that, well, if I do confront this person, you know, I don't never think that you really should go to the person who's being the abuser. I think you should talk to the one that's being abused.
Yeah, you try to talk to them to try to help them to get up out of it.
Because, you know, when you talk
go
to...
Go seek for help.
Yeah. And especially if it's somebody like your sister, you know, your cousin, a really, really best friend, you know, because the last thing you want to hear is that your friend or loved one, you know, is, you know, being killed by an abuser. So I would definitely try and talk to that person. I would try and get them out of that relationship if it's possible, because they're dangerous, toxic. I don't care if nobody never put a finger on you, but if they verbally abusing you, that's still toxic.
That's a toxic relationship.
You know, if somebody's always downgrading you, cursing you, that's toxic.
That is.
And I can't stand I don't even like toxic attitudes.
I don't either.
So I mean, I don't like seeing people in a toxic relationship, because nobody should be abused.
No, nope.
You know, nobody should be abused. And this is just, it's sad outcome. And
it's
not
sad
just
because
for this story, but
it's so many out there who are in a relationship who are getting treated unfairly by their boyfriend,
you know,
or girlfriend or husband or wife.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's just so many out there. And you don't know them all.
You don't.
If you do, then you would try to help everybody. But
right.
You don't know them all.
You don't know them all.
And they can smile in your face and carry it may on a seem, good conversation you know, behind closed doors. Right. It's different.
It's different. And I have, you know, I could say I have actually kind of known somebody like it was in a toxic relationship. And we kind of got it to open up a little bit. But we was like, you got to get out of this relationship. This person is not good for you. And they'd be like, you know, but this is my baby daddy and this is my child's father. Yeah, but if your child's father is mistreating you in any way, shape, or form, and you're not, it's not healthy.
You leave.
Because it might take the child out, too.
Yeah.
I've seen that, too. Yeah. You know, I've heard that, you know, on the news and stuff like that. Nothing personal, but and then when you hear that, you're just like, oh, man, that's just sad. You know, because kids, you know, babies and stuff like that, all because it was a toxic relationship. Yep. Toxic is just what it is. Just cross bones is poison.
It's two people that not meant to be together.
Not meant to be in it. Exactly, Quan. It's just like you're forcing it.
Yeah, and sometimes the other person in relationship who getting, you know, treated unfair, try to make it work.
Mm-hmm.
Because deep down inside, they love this person. Mm-hmm. And that's the first thing they say, well, I love him.
I love him.
I can't leave him. Mm-hmm. He don't mean it. Mm-hmm. You know, he's sorry. He won't do it
sorry.
Again.
He's sorry. He's really a good provider.
Yeah, and then they stay in a relationship and they wind up
one day too long and
it's
over.
To the point where they just can't how to do for themselves no more. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You done seen all that.
You know, and then, you know, or either if they have escaped, they got scars for life.
Yeah.
You know? And I just want to empower people, especially women, you know, because it's, yeah, guys get, you know, abused too. And they, most of the time it's verbal.
Yeah.
It's verbal. But I think a guy can pretty much handle himself.
I think the one who get treated unfair by their wives are the ones who, you know, respect women too much and they'll take it.
And they just take
it. And then women's be just cussing them. Because I've seen some, you know, when the women's being rough on their husband and stuff. And treating them unfair. And the men just take it because they've been taught right, never to put your hands on a woman. You know,
mm-hmm.
some guys out there who respect women enough not to put their hands on or cuss them back out and such, and the women just think they can do whatever they want to do. But 9 times out of 10, it's the men who doing the woman wrong in a relationship.
Yeah, because there's
not that many men out there who can do women. Because
I can feel if a guy want to put his foot down, and if he's in a toxic relationship with a woman, and I think if he wants to put his foot down, I think he very well can do it.
Yeah, he can.
I think he can do it. But see, where it's a woman, she's more like on the scared side, you know, because, you know, physical. Because
he's so much bigger than
her.
Yeah,
or so much stronger, you know. And, you know, and I don't want to make him mad, you know.
Yeah.
So she kind of lives like walking on eggshells. And even when it's a perfect day, anything can set a toxic person off. They can wear their hair the wrong way. It's like, what are you trying to do, impress somebody else? And they can just go off like that just because they're having a bad day at work. But they'll take it out on you.
Yep.
And that's just not right. It's not right. It's not right. Because God didn't make that person for you to beat on.
No,
that's not
didn't.
Your person. That is not your person. You keep your hands to yourself. And if you cannot do it, then sister or brother, leave that relationship. I don't care. God has got somebody for you that is for you. So we got to stop. Our sisters and our brothers, I don't care what color you are. You got to stop trying to make a toxic relationship work, because it's never going to work.
Never.
It's never going to work. I don't care if they promise you to the moon that they'll never do this again.
Never put their hands
on you
again.
It will happen again.
They go buy the pretty diamond necklace, clothing.
Right. Get you your favorite, I don't know.
Take you out.
They might buy your car shoe. But it don't matter. It doesn't matter. Your life is more valuable than these material things that they can pull you back in with.
And they keep them women around, too.
They do.
They make sure they keep them around so they can have somebody to
punch.
Beat up on.
Mm-hmm.
Or when
punch.
It's time to, you know, lay down with them, they can do that. And then beat them at the same time because they know that this woman ain't going nowhere.
Yeah, and they can still go out and have somebody else.
They treat this woman like a foot rug or something like that. Man,
but
please.
Let her go out, you know, and whatever.
Sure.
Even if she was with her sisters, you know.
She got to check in with her.
Yeah, and you can kind of tell when somebody is, like, toxic like that, because you can see that the person who's being abused kind of pull away from their family.
Yeah.
You'd be like, okay, you're going to come over? And they'd be like, no, I won't. I got to, you know, I'm going to clean up, you know. just some random
and a lot of times
stuff,
they don't want to come up because they be trying to hide them bruises and stuff, and they don't want nobody to see them until they get ready to heal up and stuff.
Yeah, because most likely, if your family definitely knew and you got some brothers, even if you got, you know, just back up sisters, somebody gonna go off on somebody, but then you keep it covered.
Yeah,
see? And you and when you do that, you are protecting the abuser.
That's what they be doing. Mm-hmm. I mean, I get you love this person, but this person don't love you.
They don't love
you. If he loved you, he won't beat you.
He wouldn't.
He won't beat you, or he won't, you know, make you feel like you're less than a woman and all that stuff.
Right. Mm-mm. And I mean, and some of them, like I said, Quan, some of them have, you know, kids with these people, and they'd be like, well, you know, I want them to know their daddy. What part of them that you want your child to know? The part that he, you know, he or she is beating you? You know, punching you in your face? Yeah, no, never that. You don't want them. You want them to seem to get to know that he's good inside. Where is it at? Because it's not showing up on your face. That's bad.
That is bad.
So, yeah, you know, we can encourage anybody that's in a toxic relationship. You can get, and I know some people are afraid for their lives because they've been threatened by people.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
and that's one reason why they stay around, too, because the person who's doing the abusing is threatening their life or their family members. Mm-hmm. And sometimes they make good on it.
Yeah, sometimes they do. Sometimes they do. So that's why it's actually good to get out of there before you
while
stay
you can.
In there. Yeah, while you can. Don't just continue on toiling, and you know, year after year with this, because it's kind of like you're digging a hole. You know, no pun intended, but it sounds like you. It's kind of like you digging a hole for yourself, and it's gonna be really hard to get out of.
I say the first time that man put his hands on you,
leave. Go
right then. And there.
Go.
Don't wait no second time.
Mm-mm.
Don't wait no third time. The first time
mm-hmm.
he put his hand on you, leave
because it will happen again.
Just like what happened to Gabby, that ended so bad.
It's ended so bad.
But they had a toxic relationship. And I'm pretty, that is not the first time that they got into a fight.
No.
It's
just this
time he went
on
and
ended
it. Ended
the
whole relationship by killing her. Because,
and then, you know,
he was
one
of those type of person
himself
who,
or something.
Yeah. Abused women.
Yeah. And so
you leave, get up out of that.
So you don't want to end up, you know, like
dead.
This, like this in a relationship that you have given your all to this person, and this person can basically just take your life away.
Yep.
You know?
And then what's sad about it that sometimes these people be so young, they be like 20 something.
Yeah, they're not older people.
These men be beating on these young women, taking their life away from them.
Yeah.
When they got so much in front of them to live for, and they scared to get up out of that toxic place.
Yeah, I actually used to see like Lifetime movies and stuff, you know. But I used to see Lifetime pictures, and this one girl, she stayed in this relationship too long. And to the point where if he wanted to say, can you come and meet me somewhere? Even when it was over, she would, you know, and she did that. And she actually went to meet him. And that was the last time
he killed her.
Mm-hmm.
See?
Mm-hmm. And, you know, you don't believe them.
That's the thing
don't
they do.
Them. Yeah, they do.
They
but
do. They be so scared and they be so, you know, I don't know.
Scared. So if we
I'm looking for another word.
Yeah. They be scared. They be scared. And so if we can encourage anybody that's in a toxic relationship, you
please.
Know,
go
get out
help.
Of it, because your life matters.
It
your
really
life
does.
Matters, and you are valuable. God made you, and He did not make you to be a punching bag.
He sure did.
So
He sure did.
If we can, you know, if we have said anything, we hope that, you know, to help you, we hope that, you know, you guys, you know, if you are this person that's listening, then please get out.
Y'all do that.
And I think that's pretty much all we got to, you know, say on, you know, toxic relationships.
Yeah, we didn't want to speak on it too much because, you know.
We're not trying to endanger nobody, but we're, you know, we just want to, you know, that stuff like this, you know, it's bad when the outcome is, you know, somebody losing their life. So,
yeah,
we just want you to
plenty
just,
places
know,
to go
it
to
is.
Go for help.
Sure.
Don't be afraid. Don't be embarrassed.
Mm-mm.
You know, to
just get
look
out.
For help.
Just get out.
Your family, friends who are there, they will be willing to help you out.
Mm-hmm. I do believe
that's the
that.
Worst you can be if you are scared to tell your family and friends about what's going on behind closed doors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
if you keep it to yourself, then something like this will happen.
Yeah, more than likely, that would be the outcome. And we don't want to hear any more of that.
No, you don't.
No more stories like that, because that's just sad.
It is. But the sad part about it is plenty more stories out there.
It is.
And they will pop up on the television, and people will hear about it, or if you see it and stuff. That's just sad. It's just sad that it's still out there.
Yeah.
And it's not going to go nowhere until the people, you know, go for help. Go look for help.
So I'm like, positive, you know, positive vibes only. You know, good relationship, positive vibes. Yeah. So, yeah, that's my take on it. Juan.
That is our take on it. And we just want to touch on that for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And we did. And hopefully, guys, y'all, whoever is listening,
enjoy the podcast.
If you know anybody that's out there who need help, y'all, get them help.
Mm-hmm.
Get them help before it's too late.
Whether they be like, no, I'm good. No, they're not good.
Get them help.
And if so, what if they get a little upset with you?
Yeah, so
you
what?
You know, because if I, you know, you're
at least they'll be around to get upset.
Yeah, they'll be around to be upset. Get upset. Yeah, definitely, definitely.
So yeah, I think that's gonna do it for us today.
All right,
on this Monday, November 1st.
November 1st. This turkey month.
Turkey month. Gobble, gobble, gobble. But before we go, guys, y'all know the routine, right?
Y'all know the routine.
Download, subscribe, follow us on social media, support us on anchor.fm, show y'all love, support us on any podcast platform that is out there, guys. Mm-hmm. We're looking for
feedback.
Feedback.
We're looking for some, you know, some chatting it up. You know, we're looking for you guys to, you know, touch base with us and tell us, give us some stuff.
That's
that,
right.
You know, if you like to hear us talking and you want to give us something to talk about, leave it in the, you know, the comments on our social
DM
media.
DM us, y'all, on our Instagram.
Yeah, do that.
Till then, I am your girl, Quan.
And I'm your girl, May.
And you've been chilling with the bag.
Oh, yeah. We out, y'all.
We'll talk to you guys next time.
Bye.
Bye, guys.